Listen to some sentences first. Raman wanted to continue his studies after schooling, but his father wanted him to join the family business. Raman discussed it with him and ultimately convinced him that he would help him as well as continue his studies through NIOS. Second sentence is, yesterday I called my manager and expressed my desire to be allowed to handle the new machinery. Just note the verbs are in the past form and are the example of simple past tense. Simple past tense refers to the action which took place in the past, and the verbs are used in their second form. Simple past is sometimes indicated by the past signals such as yesterday, last Sunday, previously, etc. Listen to another example. Last Monday, we went to attend Parents' Day in my daughter's Anganwadi. The teacher told me that she wanted to participate in sports as well as cultural activities in the Anganwadi. But due to her poor health, she was allowed to take part only in one activity. Listen to some more sentences and notice the structure of each sentence. Why did he give up his studies after schooling? He gave up studies because his father wanted him to help him in his family business. Didn't you advise him to join NIOS and appear for his examination? Yes, I told him about NIOS. He said that he would think over it. The sentence A begins with an interrogative word, why, and a question has been asked. The structure of the sentence is interrogative word plus did plus subject plus verb in its root form. Example, why did he give up? Sentence C, the third sentence, is also a question beginning with didn't, and didn't is negative, plus subject plus verb in its root form plus object. These questions are in the simple past tense. Sentence B and sentence D are statements in the past tense, and their structures are subject plus verb plus object. Did you note how statements in simple past take the second form of the verb? Interrogative sentences begin with interrogative words such as when, why, where, followed by did or didn't, and subject, and the verb is used in its root form. Now listen to how questions can be formed to the statements which are given. The first statement says, last Sunday he went to Chennai. And the question says, when did he go to Chennai? In the second statement, it is, he joined his office last month. The question says, when did he join his office? The third statement, they built their office in Badli village after shifting from Badarpur. And the question is, where have they built their office? In another statement, The statement says, they sold their old house in order to buy a new one. And the question says, why did they sell their old house?